Now, this comes amid a lot of skepticism, right? I mean, broadly from legal experts, as well as now we're seeing from the international community about the legality of this U.S. military campaign in the Caribbean. We have reported previously that the U.S. Southern Command commander offered to resign last month because he had been raising questions about the legality of these strikes.
Bullshit!
And he is set to retire early next month, just 1 year into his tenure as the Southern Command chief. And so there have been a lot of questions here about whether the U.S. military campaign is legal. And now we are actually seeing that play out in practice, with the UK saying, we don't believe that these strikes are in keeping with international law. We believe that they are illegal, and we don't want to be complicit in them. That is really the key here. They don't want their information being used to target individuals on vessels that are then going to be killed, who are, in the UK's mind, civilians. Of course, the US has argued that they are enemy combatants, and they don't want that to be on their hands. And so now we are seeing the suspension of intelligence sharing. Unclear how long that's actually going to last, but there's a lot of ambivalence here about the U.S. military's operations, both in the Caribbean and increasingly in the Eastern Pacific.